النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful source of light in an era full of darkness and oppression. His Eminence, the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. He was the son of the 9th Divinely Appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, and he was the grandson of the 8th Divinely Appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, and the 10th divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam opposed the tyrannical rulers of his time. And if Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had humored or flattered the kings of his age, they would not have imposed such a severe house arrest on His Eminence in the city of Samarra, or they would not have economically blockaded Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. But despite these severe measures that were taken against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, His Eminence, the 10th Divinely Appointed Imam, preferred the contentment and the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, as well as the best interests of the Muslim Ummah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawil nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until He has spoken and act by His command. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues and the conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. One of these really interesting conversations is not necessarily between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and someone else, but it is actually between two scholars of the era. So, Ibn Sabbagh al-Maliki, he says that there was a conversation between these two scholars that he was listening to and he was a part of. And in this conversation, they happened to start to talk about Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So one of these scholars, he said to the other scholar while Ibn Sabbagh al-Maliki was there, he said that the virtue of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has established its domes on the galaxy and stretched its ropes on the stars. No excellence is counted unless with Imam al-Hadi's conclusion, and no nobility is mentioned unless Imam al-Hadi's details and totality is spoken of, and no high quality is regarded unless the proofs of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam appear on it. And then the other scholar continues and added that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had the most liberal of qualities which weren't seen in anyone else, and that glory governed Imam al-Hadi's lofty nature, which was so incredibly pure. His nature and his morals were so pleasant, his conduct was fair, and his qualities were virtuous. And in the end, they concluded that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had a pure soul and high determination, such that no one among the men resembled him in this respect. In this conversation that Ibn Sabbagh al-Maliki heard and was a part of amongst these scholars, we find the great respect and the great awe and the beautiful qualities and attributes that these scholars bring up about Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Us being the followers and the supporters and the lovers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we too should live in a manner where other people speak highly about us. Our behaviors, our manners, you know, our speaking, our talking, our living is such that when we are not present, other people have praise for us, and we make our imams and our religion and our school of thought proud, so that when other people see us, they are honored to be in the presence of a follower of Islam, a follower of the Shia, and a follower of the Messenger of Allah's Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. This is Dialogue Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.